Paul Zur joins us once again, the executive director of Basketball Alberta. Paul, how are you doing?
Great, Jason. How are you today?
I'm good. Edmonton is going to be hosting Brazil in the Edmonton Grads International Classic. We've talked about this before, but it's right upon us because it goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What time are the games, and are tickets still available?
The games start at 7 p.m. each night, Jason, and tickets are available for Thursday and Friday. We still have limited seating available for Saturday. Saturday also in the Saville Community Sports Center, the Edmonton Grads hold their annual club tournament, and they have 120 teams from around North America there. So a lot of those teams are going to pack in the Saville Center to fill the place up on Saturday night. So very exciting weekend, but we still have some tickets available for Thursday, Friday.
So for our listeners who maybe are curious and want to go, just talk about the quality of basketball that they're going to see over this three-day period and why this is such a big event.
It's Olympic-caliber basketball, Jason. The seventh-ranked Brazilian team against the ninth-ranked Canadian team, and that's in the world. Anybody who has had the opportunity over the past couple of weeks to go over and watch the Canadian women practice, watch them play against some local men's teams and compete extremely well against university level men's teams here in Edmonton, see how good these players are. They are they're world-class athletes. Many of them play professionally overseas. Some have had tremendously successful NCAA careers, including the Plouffe sisters from Harry Ainlay High School, who just wrapped their careers up at Utah and Marquette, respectively, with huge numbers. So they will see just great basketball being played all weekend.
And has Canada made any cuts yet?
Made a bunch of cuts. They're down to 15 for this series. So they've still got three cuts to make before they go to Worlds. So this is a proving ground for the team. So the ladies on the Canadian team are all fighting for their spot on the team to go to Istanbul in September. So this is a critical series for them to have the opportunity to prove what they can do playing against a top flight competitor like Brazil.
When you look at Canadian basketball, Paul, obviously we know the men's program wants to prove that the Canadians, of course, are getting better. If we're going to get into the top five consistently, what's the one area of the women's basketball game that needs to improve?
We're probably an athlete short at this point, and I don't think it's necessarily that we don't have the athletes available, but they're quite young. So what I know Coach Tomitis, Coach Harley are working on is the development of some young, very athletic players. But what people will see this weekend when they're playing Brazil is just a tremendously high level of athleticism. And Canada is very good technically, maybe an athlete or two away from being in the top five in the world, where the teams are extremely athletic. But when you look at Kia Nurse at 18 years old, going to the University of Connecticut, the top NCAA program, Kia brings world-class athleticism to the team. So there's some tremendous young athletic talent on the horizon that's being developed already.
And so that's obviously a good thing. When Brazil, is there a style that they play that's going to be a challenge Friday, Saturday, and Thursday night?
What I understand is that what we're going to see is a bit of a contrast in styles of a very athletic, up-tempo team in Brazil against a more methodical, execution-oriented team in Canada. So it's going to be, as is talked about oftentimes, who is able to impose their will on the other, you know, that's going to control the game. So very, 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 very interesting and exciting basketball this weekend to see these two teams square off three nights in a row.
With Edmonton having so much of the women's program, are we going to start seeing the men's program play more games here?
It's the hope that we're going to see more and more of a national team presence in Edmonton. It's the home of the women's basketball program, and it's certainly the hope that in the future, more of the entire Canadian basketball program, including the men, would start playing in Edmonton as well. But there's still a long-term vision that encompasses more and more of the national team program at the Saville Center, Jason. And this is such a great starting point to have our women's Olympic team establish themselves in Edmonton at the Saville Center to bring this kind of basketball, this caliber of basketball to our folks in the community.
And the reason I ask that is because, you know, there's so much hype now. We're seeing, you know, this year potentially 7 or 8 Canadians get drafted. It's likely going to be 4 or 5, but there's a lot that are considered for that are going to be signing on NBA teams. The men's program definitely has the potential to be very good in the near future, and they'd like to have both of them. Is there room to house both of them here? Or do you think that they would want to have, if the women are here, that the men would be housed somewhere else in the country?
There's been a strong leaning towards the men having their main base be in Toronto, but it was publicly stated that when we were pitching the province of Alberta to be a partner with the city of Edmonton to bring the national team program here, that part of that program would have been for the men to be here part-time, which of course would have meant the opportunity possibly for competitions like we're starting with right now. So that's still the long-term goal and ambition. And you're right, Jason, in terms of the tremendous excitement around the men's program, up to 8 Canadians being drafted. The expectations are very high that they will be very good. The great thing about the women's program is with their finish in London and the success that they've had over the last 2 years, they already have established themselves as one of the top programs in the world. And with Canada's men's program, they still have to prove themselves, and they've got a couple of years of work to do. But in terms of, it would be very exciting to have them here in our community practicing and playing, and still, that's the ambition and goal that we have.
Paul, Thursday night, 7 o'clock tip-off. Should be a great weekend of basketball for any basketball fans in Edmonton. And they can go for tickets at basketballalberta.ca Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night are tickets. But, of course, Saturday night's almost sold out, so get in quickly. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Jason.